心念诵般若波罗蜜多心经，小本的法本第三页。心清，观自在菩萨心生般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄。舍利子，色不异空，空不异色，色即是空，空即是色，受想行识亦复如是。舍利子，是诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减，是故空中无色，无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界乃至无意识界，无无明亦无无明尽，乃至无老死亦无老死尽，无苦集灭道，无智亦无得。以无所得故，菩提萨陀依般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故，无有恐怖，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃。三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故，得阿罗多罗三藐三菩提，故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚。故说般若波罗蜜多咒，即说咒曰：嘎帝嘎帝帕拉嘎帝帕拉桑嘎帝波帝娑哈。接着呢，我们要念功德本颂。也就是今天要讲的经文。功德本颂，唯愿加持令我先善见，于诸功德之本恩惠主，如理一指是乃道之根，然后精进恭敬成一指。唯愿加持令我先体悟，以次所得此善有暇深，难得有意，然后不间断，昼夜升起，取其精华心。唯愿加持令我先念死，生命飘摇犹如水泡沫，迅速即为死魔所摧毁，并且确知黑白业诸果，事后跟从犹如影随形，然后令我时时不放逸，众恶中连小罪皆断除，并且成就一切善法具。唯愿加持令我先认清，世间圆满诸过众苦门，不可依赖享受不厌足，然后勇猛追求解脱了。唯愿加持令我善巧用，由彼清净心令所引发，正念正知极大不放逸，主修教法根本别解脱。唯愿加持令我先观察，诸母有情同我落有海，然后按习殊胜菩提心，复合救度众生之重担。唯愿加持令我先善见，若仅翻心却于三种界，不屈修持不能成菩提，然后精进勤学佛子律。唯愿加持令我心有中，熄灭于诸妄境之调举，并且如理四察真实意，迅速升起止观双运道。唯愿加持令我于共道修成法器，遂令顺利入诸圣中最殊胜金刚圣，彼具善缘众生正精度。彼时加持令我真确知，所谓清净誓言及律仪，乃是成就二系地之本，定可不顾生命护守之。于是加持令我先通达虚无精要及二次地心，然后遵照圣者之教诲，坚定勤修四座瑜伽法。唯愿加持令我诸如是开示贤圣道之善知识，如理修习道理皆长寿，并愿内外障碍尽平息。唯愿世事不离真上师，唯愿随时享有圣正法，并于地道功德圆满后迅速证得金刚持果位。
Okay, so start with breathing meditation for a few minutes. So,
我们先做个简短的几分钟的呼吸观。
Okay, so next then, visualize Buddha Shakyamuni in front of one space.
接下来我们观想在虚空中出现本师释迦牟尼佛。
Okay, so made of light, lively, try to visualize clear as possible for a few minutes.
本师释迦牟尼佛相好光明大光明声，我们观想的越清晰越好，先观想几分钟。
So then now, visualize from Buddha Shakyamuni, nectar come out, enter one's body, then purified all the negative karma that accumulate from beginningless rebirth,
在观想本是释迦牟尼佛，除了放出大光芒并降下甘露，净化了我们从无始以来所积累的业障。
Okay, so we do, we chant Shakyamuni mantra 7 times. So, same time chanting, same time meditate. As I mentioned before, like that, yeah.
无始观想，我们念本师释迦牟尼佛的心咒7遍。念诵的时候呢，我们也根据刚才上师所讲的做观想。
他呀他唵牟尼牟尼玛哈牟那耶娑哈他呀他唵牟那耶牟尼玛哈牟那耶娑他呀他唵牟尼牟尼玛哈牟那耶娑哈他呀他唵牟尼牟尼玛哈牟那耶娑他呀他唵牟尼牟尼玛哈牟那耶娑哈他呀他唵牟尼牟尼玛哈牟那耶他呀他唵牟尼牟尼玛哈牟那耶
娑。All the, all the. Negative are purified, all the emotion or suffering, pain are totally purified, so now your body become like a light. Meditate like that, so then feel the bliss in the mind.
所有的不好的一切东西，我们的不好的情绪、烦恼、痛苦，身体上所感受的痛苦完完全全的净化了。我们身体呢，就好像光做的身一样。然后呢，我们升起这个乐的觉受。
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Your question just asked what, huh?
There's one question from last week.
Huh?
There's one question from last
week. Last week. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She asked, Kim Ram Chi, how do we practice the middle way path so that we will not fall into the two extremes? How do we practice the middle way path so that we will not fall into two extremes? Nihilism, those kind. Yeah. Because it's easier to say, and you know, and maybe can understand and say, but to actually practice it in our daily life, how do we show it? How do we practice it?
Translate. I understand.
Oh.
Your question, you have to translate.
Okay. Translate it. 就是上个星期有个佛友问，叫我这个星期问 Ken Rinpoche， 就说我们怎么样去修行啊，在我们的日常生活中修行这个中道，这避免堕入这个两个，就是说两个什么，两个极端，就是一个是常住不变，一个是断见啊，就什么都没有，就是这生过后了，什么都没有了啊。常见和断见 ，OK 啊，大家明白啊？
What? How to middle way? Always fall to wrong side.
The question is because it is always easy in the way. In the way we live and conduct ourselves, in the way we respond, to fall into either side. Think that always there existence forever and there's nothing there for. Okay. 他的问题就是因为通常我们很容易就断入。落入这个常见，石油的东西都石油的，永远都在那边的，永远就是100%在那边都是那个样子的，或者是很容易就落入这个断见里面，就是说其实根本没有什么东西的。
Okay, so yeah, of course, so, in order to walk.In the middle way, so middle way road, then you must understand, you must know the middle road. Yeah. You don't know the middle road, then you don't know how to walk on the middle road.
Middle road is in near Seligi there. That's the middle road.
Whatever it is, yeah.
我们要多去那边走走。那就说如果我们要修习这个中庸之道，我们就要懂得中间的这条路是在哪里。 在我们开玩笑，新加坡 有一条路叫弥德路，你们有走过对吗？
So, I mean, I guess that, you know, in a walk on the road, you know, if you walk side road, you may fall down, you know, from the cliff. You walk other side road, you may fall down. So that's you walk in the middle, you know, so like that.
在我们修行的道路上啊，如果我们走岔路的话，或走小路的话，我们很容易就跌倒哦，你的修行可能就完蛋了。所以呢，我们要走这个中庸之道。
Okay, anyway, that's all, huh? Okay,
就是这样。
So here I mentioned before, so dark man, the Tibetan word dark man is selflessness, you know. To understand that verse, you know, selflessness, you know, what does that really mean?
所以呢，在藏文里面呢 dark man, dark man 就是无我的意思，就没有这个自信的我的意思。所以呢，我们要对这个无我呢有正确的了解。
So here, so when the I, a self, you know, mentioned before, you know, somebody say harsh word to you, how the person appear in your mind, you know, when somebody shout to you with an angry face, what kind ofThe person appear in your mind. You know, that one you need to meditate, you know.
当我们讲在我的时候，这个我，我们可以举一个例子去看。当有人很生气的对着你喊的时候，或跟你说一些不好听的话，那个人呢，那个人我，他出现在你的心目中的那个形象到底是怎么样的？那个影像是怎么样的？
You know, so as I mentioned that day, so somebody say bad, you know, very strong way, he say you are bad, you know. So because of that, you know, just saying bad because of this action, the word sound.Hereby you, person make the sound, hereby you, then your mind arise anger, immediately label the person, you know, some kind of, you know, the solid, somebody there, very solid person there, other somebody very solid there, immediately you see that, your mind see that.Depending on that, you see that enemy, you know, the solid enemy, you know.
所以当有人跟我们说了重话，或者说很不好听、难听的话，说你很差劲啊，说你很坏的时候，其实这个声音啊，它是进入你的耳朵里面了、啊。有人说你们的心呢，就会去分析，然后你的心它就马上升起了嗔怒啊，就生气了。然后呢，在你心目中这个人的影像呢，你看那个人呢是很真实的，很真实的存在的。然后根据这样的形象呢，你就在这个人的这个影像那边施设了这名号，讲哎，这个人是我的敌人。
So I mean, this is something interesting. You know, when you don't hear the shouting bad word.Nothing much, but after coming this word by here by you, immediately, there's no time, immediately, anger arises. Then what you see there is unpleasant. Or immediately you label enemy, you know, something solid, you know, somebody there, you know, you can pinpoint, you know, can beat, can kill, like that kind of feeling you have. dependent, how strong anger arises in your mind.
So, 呢，其实是非常有趣的一件事。讲有趣了，可是当时肯定很生气。有趣的一件事，当你没有听到任何不好听的话，就同一个人也不听到不好听的话的时候，那个人其实在你的心目中其实也没什么的了，你不会对他有什么特别的怎么讲呢，特别的意见或什么。可是当那个声音突然间传进你的耳朵里面，我就讲那些不中听的话，马上你心里马上就有这个嗔怒的升起来了，然后呢几乎是马上你所见到这个人在你心目中的影像，他就以非常真实的敌人的身份呢出现了，就是在你的心中他就以这敌人的身份出现了，你是可以指出来的，就是那个地方，就是那个人，而那个人呢是可以应该要被杀死的。你看你看你生气的程度到底有多重。如果你生气了，其实就在那边，那个人应该被杀死了。
So same thing. Again, you know, someone say you are nice, you are beautiful. You know, somebody say that to you with a smile face. You know, then you hear it, you like it. You know, some kind of attachment arises in the mind. Then immediately.Level at that person, you know, something solid person there, you know, nice, beautiful, you know, nice, pleasant person there. You see by your attachment, you know.
反过来哦，同样的，如果呢，有人哦，有人笑着对你说：“哦，你好美哦！”哇，你听了就说：“哇。”心里高兴得不得了，升起欢喜的心，这升起欢喜的心同时你那个执着的心就也跟着出现了，那个人赞美你的人是那么真实的出现的，他是多么的好啊，多么的令人愉快的一个人啊。
So that is, you know, that here what I'm saying is the point is, you know,the beautiful or pleasant person appear in your mind, you know, something solid in the object there. Also, when you're anger, when you're angry, then you see unpleasant person in your mind, right over there, you know.
所以我们这样的去分析的话，我们就看到美与丑，或者是你觉得好或者是不好的人呢，其实那么真实的出现在你的心目中的那个人呢，其实是看你自己的情绪。当你很生气的时候呢，对他很生气的时候，那个人就是非常丑陋的人，他就非常真实的丑陋的出现在那边。
So something over there in the object, you know.You know, enemy, friend, you know, something solid on the object appear on our mind, in our mind. Also, believe on that what you see, that you believe, you know.
所以呢，当我们的外境出现的时候，这个讲外境出现通常都是有事情发生了。但外境出现的时候呢，对这个外境可能就出现它变成是你心目中的敌人或者是朋友了，你那时候你施舍那个名号叫敌人的朋友，它是很真实的出现，以那样的身份出现的，它这个外境呢是非常非常真实的，在你的心目中呢是真的是完完全全在那边，而且你就很相信百分之百相信你所看到的就是那么真实的。
So here, so, what you see, what you used to believe, what you used to see, you know, the solid person and the object that doesn't exist. So here, so that kind of object, what you see, what you used to believe, 100%, something solid there. You know, it doesn't exist in reality. No.
所以呢，当我们以为我们所看见的是那么真实百分之一百的存在的这个外境啊，其实你去分析的话，啊，它的真相就是它其实呢并不存在。
So that is, so here, so just one of the wrong believing, you know, something not in reality, not like that, doesn't exist in that way, but you see that way, you believe, your mind see that way, your mind believe that way, you know, truly existing enemy or friend. So that doesn't exist, you know. What you believe, it doesn't exist. So when you believe that, then you are falling in the one of the wrong, you know, falling in the one of the wrong side. You know, nothing in reality, but you just believe. Totally wrong, you know. Your mind is totally wrong like that.
所以在这里呢，我们矫正的真实的相信呢，其实就是个妄见。是虚妄的，啊，不是真实的。它真实呢，其实它的真相是它以真，它并不是真实的存在的。可是呢，在我们的心里呢，却相信啊，那个外境啊，那外面那个敌人或者外面那个朋友呢，是真真实实百分之一百的存在的。因为呢，我们这样真实的相信呢，所以呢，我们就落入了常见。
So, what you see and what you believe, like that, what's the problem, you know? So because of that, bring all the problem I mentioned before, so that bring all the unwanted thing, you know, so much suffering, increase so much karma, you know? So that bring attachment, that bring anger, that's the basis, you know? Basis of arising anger, attachment, basis of that.So then, attachment, anger arises, create karma, you know, suffer this life, life to life, you know. And the suffering brought by that appearing and the belief, you know.
所以呢，当我们看到我们的心里呢，产生嗔怒的时候，我们真实的相信呢，我们看到的东西啊，它是我们看到的问题，它是真实的存在，所以呢，我们的烦恼都就产生了。当产生烦恼的时候呢，我们就会感受到痛苦。我们感受痛苦的时候呢，我们就会去造业，我们可能就产生这个执着啦，产生或者嗔怒啦，我们就以这个为基础，然后去造业。那造了业之后呢，我们就产生更多的烦恼。所以不只是这一生呢，我们会有烦恼，甚至是未来生呢，那个烦恼呢还会继续下去。为什么呢？这是因为呢，我们相信我们看到的这个外境啊，它的那个显现是真实的，而且呢，我们就绝对百分之一百相信它是真真实实的存在的。
So, So when you believe that, so you're falling in the one of the wrong side, you know, so that means you're going wrong direction, you know, so that means you go that wrong direction, so you have so much problem, you know, so I test that, so therefore, not to go that direction, you know.
所以呢，因为我们相信呢，相信那个真实的存在，所以我们就起了这个执着于它的存在，所以呢，我们就掉入了这个边界里面，掉就其中一边呢，就常见里面或者是断见，掉入这里是掉入了这个常见。这样我们掉入了这个边界的时候呢，我们就会面对很多的烦恼，很多的问题。所以呢，我们应该避免啊走入这个极端。
Okay, one is that. Yeah. So, So now, again here you have to understand, enemy, friend. You know, it's not saying, Buddha is not saying that enemy doesn't exist, friend doesn't exist. Buddha is not saying that.
这里我们要明白的是，所谓的朋友和敌人呢、啊？佛陀的教导并不说，哦，这个世界上哦，你没有朋友，或者是这你的朋友不存在，或者你的敌人不存在，不是这个意思。
So one way is to understand, as I mentioned before, you know, people is not in just a nothing, you know, not friend, not enemy, you know, there's sudden somebody there, you know.Slowly, you know, the person talk nicely because of his words, because of his smile, or whatever it is. So, because of shape, whatever reason. Based on that, you know, so then, what you call, then you see, your mind see that, you know, or your ear hear that, you know, nice words.You know, somebody move their lips, whatever, nice, you know, then you hear it, then immediately you label it, you know, nice person, you know. So, the friend, you know, when friend, how that happens, depending on this, all these causes come together, then you just label on the basis of that person, body and mind, then you label.My friend, and just label there, you know.
所以有一个方法让我们能够比较明白所谓的存在或不存在了。哦，这个两个极端。因为刚开始的时候呢，可能呢我们也没有什么特别的感觉，可能就说哦，那边有一个人在那边，哦，这是其中一个人呢，很多人碰到了其中一个人。可是呢，可能有一天呢，那个人呢，或者你碰面了跟你讲话，他讲的话你觉得哎，那也不错啊，这个人讲话也挺好听，或者那人给你一个微笑，哦，不懂啊，有多少个电力的微笑，我们觉得哎。可能就是这样的很简单的一个原因了，无论是什么样的原因或什么样的理由了，哦，就是根据这种可能是很简单的东西，你就根据，哦，你在那时候你看到的东西，哦，或你听到的东西，耳朵听到的东西，就觉得，哎，这个人呢其实还不错，所以你的心里呢就马上施舍这个人呢讲话，你听了很好听，等你微笑的这个人哦，你觉得哎，这是一个还不错的人哦，这个是个好人，所以你讲哎，这个人呢是我的朋友，可以成为朋友的人。其实呢，你这可以成为朋友的依据呢，是根据刚才那个很简单的那个理由，那些因缘，所以呢，你就把这样的东西呢施设在这个人的身体和心，身心合在一起，对你有这样反应的身心合在一起，在这个身心施设这个名相哦，我这个名字叫朋友，就这样而已。
So like that, you know. So somebody say bad word, same thing, bad. Then you hear it, you know, immediately unhappy. Then you label.That person is my enemy, you know. I don't like, you know, this is my enemy. Immediately label it, you know.
同样的，当别人想了一些不中听的话啦，你听到了，你马上就不高兴了，会生起这个嗔怒了，哦，不高兴，然后讲，哎呀，这个人。他马上呢，在这个身心那边呢，施舍这个名相啊，就说啊，这是我的敌人啊，我不喜欢。
So when you look deeply, the enemy friendship just level, you know, merely level on the basis with your mind.Due to this, all conditions come together, your mind just label enemy. Basis on the five aggregates are there, you just label enemy, you know.
就当你这样的去一层一层的去分析的话，我们看到我们所谓的朋友或敌人，只是在我们的心中呢，在这个施舍处，施舍这个朋友或施舍这个敌人这个名字而已。
So in reality, you know, enemy, friendship, just merely label by your mind, label on the basis, that's all, you know. There's no enemy on the basis, you know, from his own side, you know.
So, you know, 其实所谓的朋友或所谓的敌人呢，只是我们的妄心，我们的妄心的妄的心念呢，在这个五蕴和合，我们叫这个五蕴和施舍处，这施舍处是我们的五蕴，在这施舍处呢，施舍这个名字叫朋友或敌人，其实呢，并没有所谓的真实的自方存在的自己就出现的自方存在的朋友或自方存在的敌人。
So the idea is that, you know, if without labeling by your mind, if there's the enemy from his own side, if the enemy exists without depending labeling your mind, if enemy exists from his own side, then the logic is that, oh, anybody see this person, then everybody have to see as enemies.
从另一个角度去分析，如果不是我们的妄心去施舍的话，才会出现敌人或朋友的话，这真的哈、有那个东西叫敌人，自方存在的自方有的敌人的话，不需要我们的心的妄心去施舍的话，这样呢，这个敌人出现的时候，我看到是敌人，你看到应该是敌人，那任何一个人 A B C D 到 Z 看到都讲敌人。都看到是敌人，所以每个人看到都讲这个人是敌人，啊，这个才是自方有的敌人。
Okay, so that's the one thing. One thing is that if the enemy exists from his own side there in the object, then when you look for it one by one on this five aggregate, then you are able to pinpoint this is the enemy. But that is not possible.
所以呢，如果这敌人呢真的是自方有真实的存在的话，当你去寻找这个叫敌人的东西的时候，你看到这个五蕴呢，那个五蕴的色受想行识，你可以指出来，到就在那边，那个就是敌人。我觉得可以很明确的指出，可是呢，如果你这样去找，你是找不到的，因为根本不可能找到这样的敌人。
So like that, you look within the, you know, body, you know, when you see the enemy and the object, then if the enemy exists from the object, from the five aggregate, then you look it for one by one from head to toe, you know, which one is the enemy, you know, which one, that's impossible to find within the body, you know.Not the leg, not the head, you know, you go like deeply like that, that's, you cannot find that.
所以呢，当我们深入的去看的时候，我们讲，哦，这个人是敌人，你看那个身体，看到身体，显现的那个身体，敌人，这外境，外境他的五蕴身出现了，这个人是敌人的话，就你应该可以指得出他敌人在哪里，就从头到脚，他的头，他的头，他的脚，到底哪一个部分是敌人呢？你其实看不到找不到那个敌人到底是在他身体的哪一个部分，他的头呢是不是就敌人，他的身体或者他脚是不是敌人，其实你找不到的。
So like that, you know, as I mentioned before, saying bad, you know, so Not your legs are bad, your hands are bad, you know, only the two leaves. You know, also you have to join together to eat in order to say bad. The two leaves must be joined, otherwise open mouth you cannot say bad, you know. You know, the two leaves must join that together and say bad. You know. Open your mouth, impossible, you know. So must be end of the day. Bad, just this leaf to come together. The open mouth, then become bad. That's the only one. You go deeper, you know. Not any part of the body, you know.
所以当你觉得是敌人或者不好的东西的时候，就上次听我们就有讲过了。其实呢，也并不是他的头啊，也并不是他的脚啊，就是当你觉得很差劲或很坏啊什么，其实这话这个生命的嘴是他的两个嘴唇呢合在一起啊，讲出来的话，BAD，一个嘴唇是讲不动了，需要两个嘴唇合在一起，而且口要张开，如果没有张开也是没有声音，也是听不到的。这个办呢是需要两个嘴唇合在一起啊，一起行动。那你才会听到，那听到还要经过你自己的心脑去分析消化，才会有这样的感受啊。所以你如果这样一层一层分析的话呢，你可以看到其实呢并没有所谓真正的不好的东西或 bad 的东西在那边。
So again, of course, then how big noise they make, you can't hear them, also no problem, you know. Also, if you don't hear, then of course, also no problem, you know.
当然呢，如果呢你听不到这些声音的话，当然你也就不会有烦恼了，对吗？
So what I'm saying here, so end of the day, you are angry because of this word, you know, you look deep down, only because these two leaves just move that make sound, you're angry, you look deeper, it's like that. Then if you're really angry with the person, you should get angry with the two leaves, you know. Not whole, like this person, you know. Rapway, you know, you just should be angry with this two leaves, you know.
Not so like... So no? Your two leaves smack.
but in reality, you know, so you don't see that at all, you know. This whole enemy there, you know, something there, you know. My enemy, you know, something can hold and can do something like that. But reality, such an enemy doesn't exist, you know.
So, 呢最终呢我们呢去这样分析呢最终得出的结论就是其实呢我们是对那些字感到生气。那字呢是从什么地方来的，就是我们有两个嘴唇呢一张一合，就是外境的嘴唇一张一合，它讲出那个不中听的话。所以我们如果要生气的话，我们就应对那个两个嘴唇哦 感到生气了，啪啪打两巴掌。不可以啦，当然不可以。所以通常我们不是对那个通常我们不是这样想的啦，通常我们就不会对那个嘴唇生气啊什么，我们是觉得哎呀这个人啊真的哦啊，所以我们就会很生气那个人，我们觉得这个人真的太那个了，所以通常我们讲哦这个人就是我们的敌人啊，所谓的敌人其实可能是不太容易的人啊，所以我们讲的敌人，可是其实我们产生这样的感觉，这个人是我敌人，这个人真的是就是在那边呢，可以看得到的，你可以掌握得到的，你可以应该做一些东西啊，跟他做一些东西让他知道一下哦，他是很坏的或什么这，可是呢，这样的所谓真正实实的哦。存在的那个敌人呢、啊，他有自己的个性的那种敌人，其实是不存在的。
What I'm saying now, huh? So therefore, not just such enemy in the object, just on sight without labeling by your mind, then not such enemy in the object, but just on sight, you know.
所以呢，我们可以清楚的看到呢，其实呢，真实的哈、哦，有自信的这个敌人，就每个人看到都懂他是敌人的，有自信的敌人呢，这样的外境呢，并不存在。 他需要我们的妄心啊，妄心去施舍，才会出现的。
So now, what we used to believe, what we used to see, what we used to believe, you know, enemy and the object, 100% and the object, you know, never related to your mind, you know, we never thought that, you know, enemies and the object, nothing to do with your mind and the object there, you know, something you can hold, you can beat, you know, you can do, you know.Harm them like that solid enemy there. You see that in the object. So, but in reality, you look deeper, there's not such enemy and the object. You know, with your wisdom, when you look at it, there's not such enemy. You know, so then, after you look at that, where's the enemy and the object, you cannot find at all. Then you may make conclusion, oh, there's no enemy, you know.Enemy doesn't exist. Then you go to wrong kind of belief, oh, enemy doesn't exist. You know, then harm doesn't exist. Sentient being doesn't exist. I doesn't exist. Then no need to create karma, no need to create good karma, bad karma. You know, nothing there. You know, if you believe like that, then this is another way of, wrong way of believing. You know, so that's another extreme of believing that.
所以呢，这是我们一向来的深深相信的东西。我们深信呢，敌人这个外境呢，是和我们妄心啊去加工啊，我们妄心去加工是完完全全没有关系的。它是和我们的心啊看到的东西啊，心看到的东西完全没有关系，丝毫没有关系的。可是呢，它却是自己自方存在的，就是存在那边。我们是可以做一些东西的，我们可以去打飞它，可以伤害它哈啊，让它知道一下。可是呢，真相呢，却是当我们进一步呢层层去分析的时候，当我们以智慧去关照的时候，我们就看见了我们那样的所谓的敌人呢，这个外境呢啊，它其实呢并不存在，它并不是四方有的。那当你去指去看的话，指不出来，所以你找不到。这样找不到的时候呢？可能就有问题了。为什么有些人可能就下结论了，哦，找不到，这什么都没有啦，这是空的，什么都没有的。所谓什么伤害啊什么呢，别人说的是我伤害，其实并不存在。所谓众生啊，另外一个人的那个众生其实是并不存在的，我也是不存在的，哦，这些东西全部都空空了，都不存在的。所以呢，因为全部都空了嘛，都空空空，什么都没有，所以就不需要去造善业，也不需要去造恶业，因为是没有的嘛，都不真实存在，就需要造善业做什么，造恶业做什么，所以呢，你就落入了这个短见了。
So the point is, you know, something exists such as enemy. If enemy exists, must exist from its own side. You know.If enemy doesn't exist from own side, then that enemy doesn't exist, you know. So this is the conclusion, yeah? If, you got?
所以刚才我们的结论是怎样来的呢？我是讲什么都没有，空了空。就说呢，如果敌人存在的话，它应该是自方存在的，就靠自己的力量，不需要靠任何因缘任何条件，它是自方存在的，它是自方有的。如果敌人不是自方有的话，这样敌人就不存在了吗？就没有敌人了，对不对？
Okay, so this is the
trick question.
Huh?
This is a trick question.
Not question, this one.
Trick.、Huh? Trick question. Trick people.
That was not question, that was statement.
This is a trick statement.
Huh? statement, not question. Huh? So, So it's not easy, you know, but, you know, Sotista. So that's so difficult to walk in the middle way. You know, it's so difficult because we used to believe, you know, from beginningless rebirth up to now, you know, who used to believe exists, that means truly exists. If truly doesn't exist from one side, or truly, if it doesn't exist from one side, that means doesn't exist, you know. Our mind is like that. So it's so difficult to walk in the middle way, you know.
So, 要真正的掌握住，怎么去修行的话，其实是不太容易的，其实是非常非常困难，要走这个中庸之道是非常非常的困难的，因为我们从无始以来，从不懂什么时候开始，很多很多很多生了，从很多很久很久以前，数不清的一生以前，一直到现在，我们呢都深深的相信，如果一个东西存在的话，它一定是自方存在，自方有，它有自己的自信，它就存在在那边的。如果那东西不存在的话，它没有自方有的话，它就是不存在的，就什么都没有了。这是我们从很久以前到现在都是这样的去相信的。
So then, of course, and so what here to understand is that, you know, when you say enemy, when you say friend, you know, due to all these different conditions come together, then your mind level under the other person, five aggregate, you level, depend on the condition, you level friend, you level enemy, like that. You know, just level, that's it, you know. Nothing more than that, you know.
所以呢，这里我们要明白的，所谓的朋友或敌人呢，他们是因为不同的因缘和合而存在的，我们的妄心呢，就施舍在这个五蕴外境，这个五蕴根据不同的因缘呢，和我们讲这个五蕴，我们把这个五蕴施舍，我们讲叫朋友另外一个不同的因缘五蕴和合的因缘我们因为因缘的不同，我们和我们施舍，叫这个人朋友，这个人叫敌人就是这样而已。
So.I mean, that's project by your mind. Enemy, friend is project by your mind. You know, all about that, nothing on the object. Based on the object, you just label. You know, due to the different condition, you just label friend, enemy, you know. So, friend and enemy, just that, you know, your mind projection. Nothing more than that in reality.
所以呢，朋友和敌人只是妄心啊投射在这个外境所显现出来的一个影像而已。我们的妄心呢投射在这个五蕴这个外境，那根据了当时的因缘条件呢，我们在这个施舍这个五蕴处，施舍他为朋友或施舍他为敌人，所以是我们妄心所投射出来的一个形象，就这样而已。
Okay, so like that. So, when you understand that, then you're able to, you have the wisdom. So that means you are in the middle way, you know, your understanding of the enemy, understand the friend, you know, just your projection of your mind. That's it, you know, nothing more than that.
所以当你明白了这个道理之后呢，你就拥有了智慧， 这样呢你就能呢能够行这中庸之道。因为你明白呢你所看到的只是你的妄心所投射出来的施舍而已。
So like that, that's not easy to understand, you know. So once you understand that, then you understand the, you know, selflessness is about that, you know. Selflessness mean that no self, mean that no such independent self there, you know. Self, I is just your mind projection, you know.
所以这个其实呢是不容易啊，去真正的深入的了解明白的。当我们有了正解的时候啊，正解的时候，我们就可以明白什么叫做无我。所谓的无我呢，其实讲的啊，就是没有那个自主存在、独立存在的这个我。所以呢，这个自主。存在的有自信的这个我呢，其实只是我们的妄心投射出来的一个我的假象而已。
So same thing, when you say self is yourself, you know, yourself also merely labeled by the mind, you know. As I mentioned before, you know, when your leg or hand is pain, then you say I am sick, you know. Depend on part of the body, you know, you get pain, then you immediately say I am sick.You know, again, appear independent, I, self there, you know. But reality, that kind of I doesn't exist, you know.
同样当我们说我的时候呢，其实也是我们的自己的妄心所施舍出来的。怎么说呢？当我们的手啊，或者我们的脚啊，我们感到痛的话，就讲，哦，我很痛，或者我病了。就只是你的手和脚嘛，并不是你的整个身体嘛。所以呢，它是根据你的身体的部位啊，所感觉到部位啊的状况啊，来讲，哎，我病了，就是根据依据那个部位啊，来施舍这个名相叫病了。所以它显现出来啊，给人感觉好像有一个独立自主有自信的我在那边哦，啊，它现在就病了。其实呢，这样的独立自主的自己存在的自方有的我，其实是并不存在的。
So, you know, so like that, but what is it? But again, you know, your hand gets some pain, or hand is cut, then you say, I am pain, I am sick. Then you look at the eye.You know, where is the eye? Again, same thing from top to bottom. Your hand is not eye at all, not yourself at all. You know, all part of body you look, there's no such eye exists in the body, you know. Not able to find.
所以呢，再举一个例子。当你的手被割到的时候，你感觉到痛，叫啊，我好痛。可是这个痛的我，这个痛的我在哪里呢？你的手是我吗？你的手是我吗？可是你讲是我痛哦，你不讲是手痛，我的痛。所以是身体的哪一个部分是我呢？像你头痛，你讲我痛啊，脚痛是我痛。所以呢，究竟是头是你呢，还是手是你，还是脚是你呢？其实任何一个部分哦。任何一个部分都不是这个我。
So same thing, you know, so when some due to different condition, then you get anger arise in your mind, angry arise in your mind. Then you say, I am angry. You know, immediately I am angry, then again you have some kind of understanding or believing, solid idea, angry like that, you know. But the anger is not yourself at all, you know.You know, because of this mind arises, then I am angry. You know, label like that. You know, I is just label. That's all. There's nothing more than that.
同样的不同的因缘条件哦，和合的时候，哦，刚 讲的是我们的五蕴里面的色蕴，像我们讲我们受蕴，受蕴当不同的因缘条件合合的时候，比如说你感到生气了，因缘条件合合，然后生气啊，这个情绪啊，色受受啊，这气嗔怒升起来了，你不讲哦，嗔怒升起来，你讲我生气，就你讲这个人我生气，因为你相信一个真实自己存在的我在那边呢生气了。请问呢，这个气的情绪是你吗？当这个嗔怒升起来的时候，这嗔怒是你吗？就是你可以讲是我吗？你在分析，你要讲是我吗？我是这个气吗？我是这个嗔怒吗？
So it's interesting, you know, when you look deeply, you know, when the anger mind arises, then you say, I'm angry. When you are happy mind, then you say, I am happy. Of course, I'm happy, I'm angry. That exists, of course. Due to this, then you label, I'm happy, I'm angry. You know, that is exists. But what we believe, how appear to our mind, that doesn't.Exists, the point is that.
So, 当我们在分析这个受蕴的时候，就是这个喜还有这个怒的时候，当我们的嗔怒啊升起的时候，我们讲我生气；当我们高兴的时候，这高兴的情绪升起的时候，讲我很快乐。啊，对不起。所以呢，当然这快乐和生气呢，它是存在的，它是存在的。可是问题是，它是怎么样存在的了？所以呢，因为呢，我们感受啊，我们的受蕴感受到这生气还有这个快乐，所以呢，因为这样的感受，我们就施舍这样的情绪啊，我们把这个情绪呢当作是我。所以呢，我们施舍在这情绪的这个条件，依这个条件呢，我们施舍，我感到快乐，我感到生气，好，就是这样而已。
So, so like that. So in emptiness. So therefore, in emptiness. So there's no I. You know, there's no anger, no samsara, no nirvana.In emptiness.
所以呢，如果呢，我们去了解这个空观的正见的话，其实就是无我，没有所谓的生气啊、高兴啊，也没有所谓的轮回，也没有所谓的涅槃。
啊、You understand?
So no need to practice, no need to practice, no nirvana, no.
So that's why you're falling again wrong direction. So that's why I'm talking about two wrong falling sides, so you have to be very careful. You know?
所以如果你讲，因为什么都没有啊，没有轮回啊，没有涅槃啊，这样还修什么？不用修了啦，啊，只要 happy 就可以了。这就又落入了断见了。啊
，OK, so. So it's very easy, you know, so.
Oh, so. This auntie say his friend told her, everything is empty, everything is empty, so no need to do anything.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's the very easy to, you know, fall in the wrong, huh?
Auntie say, you have to attend more lessons. Auntie told his friend, he said, everything is empty, empty, no need to do anything. Then Auntie say, you must attend more lessons.
Allah, very good. You bring this person here.
应该把这个朋友带来这里上课。
Next time, ask.
叫你的朋友来这里上课。
Next.
你说 everything is empty, so I buy things from you. I need not pay you anything. This is empty, so I need not pay. I can take your things. Need not pay.
You're so clever.
Auntie, 你很聪明了，很有智慧。 小圣子请你们呢唱歌跳舞啊漂亮漂亮。哪里的小镇啊He's saying that you should actually learn the Hinayana. He's trying to learn Hinayana, not Mahayana. Because Mahayana, you have to look after people. Hinayana, you look after yourself, then you're very happy. So you can go and sing some dance and all this. You're happy for yourself. So Hinayana, must learn Hinayana, not Mahayana. Because Mahayana, you look after people, no? So her friend asked her to learn from her. So be happy, sing song, dance, look after yourself. Xiao Sheng 也有无常啊，有无常啊啊，他们有悲心和慈心啊，不过他们没有大慈悲心啊。讲了他听不进去啊，可能别人讲了他听得进去啊。So auntie asked her friends to attend more lessons. 好，他都没有来。Friend to attend more lessons, but I think her friend has got her own teacher. So auntie is saying that shouldn't change the tradition like this. Her friend should continue to follow her. 要根据她的老师然后，有啊，她老师也会教她这个死无常的啦。小春也有的。这个他师父大概没有教他了，他自己的了。小春没有唱歌跳舞的了。OK， 很好。那 Ken 君你这样讲，他讲他不懂要教什么。Say thank you, Rinpoche.
It's not easy, of course, you know. So when you say, I mean, doesn't exist from the object. It's so difficult to understand, you know. No, everything, you know, everything doesn't exist from its own side, from the object itself. It's very difficult to understand, you know.
其实是不容易明白的一件事了。但我们讲这个外境不是自方有的，它不是外境，不是真实的，这样自方有的。其实你这样讲的话，你去看哦，就单单听这句话的话，其实是很难明白的。
So it doesn't exist from own sight. It doesn't exist from own sight. That means doesn't exist. No, we can't differentiate that. You know, we all so much believing on that.So doesn't exist from own sight, that means doesn't exist, you know.
如果我们讲呢，外境不是自方有的话，这样就表示它外境不存在咯。因为通常我们的头脑是很简单的啦，我们分辨不出哦，它有什么不同。就外境不是自方有和外境不存在，我们觉得诶，应该是同样的东西咯。我们分辨不出来它有什么不同。
So like the soul must exist from the own side, from the object itself must exist from the object, you know, truly exist from the object, you know. So many, we all believe that. So that is the main problem of samsara, you know. That bring all the attachment, anger, jealous, pride, all the negative emotion arises from there.
所以呢，当我们讲这存在啊这个问题的时候，如果有一样东西存在的话，那样东西呢一定是自方有，它一定是真真实实的存在那边。如果讲有一样东西存在的话，它不可能呢不是自方有的。哦，这是我们从很久很久前一直这样深深的相信的。其实这样的观念呢、啊，我讲观念，就是轮回真正的问题了，轮回真正的根源，也是我们烦恼升起的根源。因为呢，我们相信呢，这个外境啊，这存在的东西啊，有样东西存在，外境存在，它一定是真真实实存在的时候呢，我们就会升起烦恼，我们就升起贪啊、嗔啊、痴啊，各种各样的烦恼。
So like that. So, yes, I mean, of course, then how does it exist? It doesn't exist from own side, then how does it exist? Then, I mentioned, due to cause and condition, then your mind just label it on the object, on the basis, then that how it exists, you know.
So, you know,如果它不是自方有的话，外境不是自方有的话，那东西啊，它存在它不是自方有的话，这样它是怎么样存在的呢？你可能就问了，就哦，它不是那样存在啊，不是真实的存在，它是怎么存在的呢？它是因缘和合而存在的，那佛经讲叫和合相。它是因缘和合存在的，然后呢，我们的心呢，就在这个因缘和合之处呢，去施舍一个名字，给它一个名字啊，它就存在了。这就是它就是以这样的方式存在的。
So like that, you look everything like that, you know. I eat, I sleep, you know. I'm happy, I'm unhappy, you know. All this just, you know.Due to this condition, you just label happy, unhappy, you know. Exist by in this way. But you look deeply, there's nothing. You cannot find anything there, you know. Just label, that's good enough, you know. You just, oh, I'm happy, unhappy due to condition. Okay, I'm happy, unhappy, you know, that exists. This much you have to understand, you have to believe, exists in this way, you know.That will function, you know.
所以呢，几乎所有的每一件东西呢，都是这样存在的，就因缘和合而存在的。比如说，我吃啊、我吃饱了，我睡觉了，我感到开心，我感到不开心。其实这些都是因为各种因缘条件合合在一起。但因为这个条件呢合在一起了，所以呢，我们呢。就给他一个名相啊，在和合的条件的上面给他一个名相。但你这样去分析的话，这么深层去分析的话，其实呢什么都没有，什么真实的存在的东西都没有，只是这个条件和合在一起，它聚合在一起的时候，我们在这个聚合体上面施设这个名相，所以我们叫它假名安立。借这个名字呢来存在假名安立，像这个假名安立的东西呢，我们就相信了，哇，它就是真正实实的有自信的自方有的就在那边存在了，所以其实这是错误的，它只是假名安立和合而存在，而且它这样和合存在里面有就没有东西，它还是有的，它还是能够操作的，它还是能够造业的。
So like that, so the mere label I.Create karma, good karma, bad karma, you know, so that exists, you know.
所以呢，因为这假名安立的和合的相，这五蕴身，比如说这五蕴身假名安立个我这个相，所以呢，它这个还是可以造业啊，还有造善业啊，还有造恶业啊，还有各种各样的东西，它还是能够操作的。
So like that. So understanding that, you know, so it's extremely important, you know. So how the I exists, how not only I, you know, friend, enemy, everything like that, you know, understanding at mere level, friend, enemy, I, subject, object exists in this way, you know, not truly existent, you know. So to understand that, yeah.
所以呢，我们要明白，要有正确的理解，哦，这存在的相是非常重要的。所以呢，我们就可以明白，我还有朋友啊、敌人啊，其实都是假名安立，在这施舍处呢，这个妄心在这施舍处呢，施舍这个名相，我们就是这样存在而已。哦，我们并没有所谓。真实的四方有的100%的真实的存在。
So like that, so not following in the distortion, not believing truly existent, you know. So that's the one of the wrong path, you know. Believing that, you know, as mentioned before, when you believe that, then all the problem arises, you know.
所以呢，我们就应该避免了刚才所讲到的落入这个长见啊，或者落入这个短见。因为当你能落入这两个边见的话呢，你就走入了这个邪道，就不是正确的道路。所以当我们真的相信啊，那真实的存在和真实的不存在的话呢，我们的各种烦恼呢就会升起了，就会有问题了。
So, you know, so again.If truly exists an object, that kind of belief is wrong. Again, why? You know, you have to understand why that is wrong way of believing. Because if exists how you believe in that way, then you're able to find it, you know. But you look at the object, that's impossible to find, you know.
所以我们要明白为什么呢？真实存在，真真实实存在的自方有的外境呢？为什么？如果我们这样相信的是错误的，为什么是错的呢？因为如果我们相信呢，它真的是真真实实存在的话，你去找的话，你应该可以指得出它在哪里，你可以找到它。如果它是真实的存在的话，可是呢，当你去分析去找的时候呢，你却找不到它，这样它就。不是那样的、哦、自方有的有自信的真真实实的存在了。
So it shows very clearly, you know, within your wisdom, when you check what you used to believe, within your wisdom you check deeply. So what you used to believe is totally wrong, you know, nothing really on the object. You know, there's something there, solid, you know, there's nothing there. So therefore, then you understand what you used to believe is wrong.You know, wrong mind, wrong believing.
所以呢，如果我们能够以我们的智慧去观照，这种智慧去观照，像佛家的术语啊，用现代的华语来讲，当你这样去分析，很理性的这样去分析去看的话，去思维的话，你会发现呢，诶，你以前所深深相信的这样存在的东西，这样真实。存在的那样的概念呢、啊，其实是完完全全的错误的。因为你以为那个外境呢，它就在那边，它是真实的存在的哦，它就是可以靠自己的力量呢存在那边的。这你可以发现，经过用智慧去观照的话，其实呢是什么都没有。所以你发现呢，你以前所深深相信的那个点，那样的心态啊。它其实是错误的，那样的心呢，其实就是你的妄心。
So same thing, you know, when you say I, me, also same thing. You know, we think I'm so important, you know, we believe that, you know, somewhere in, I don't know what you think, but somewhere there, solid I, you know, most important, you know, something there, you know, solid there. We believe that, you know, I is so important, you know, do everything for this I, from morning to night, you know, to make this I happy, you know. We do all things for this I, you know. Somewhere there are solid I, but in reality, what you believe, that kind of I is not there. There's no solid I within your body, you know. Well, if there is, then you look your wisdom, then you are able to find, oh, this is me, you know. You're able to pinpoint. But within wisdom, then not possible, you know.
所以同样的，我们相信的这个我呢是非常重要的。这个其实讲的有点抽象，我们觉得这个我呢就是存在我们的这里了，每一个地方了，就讲不出，可是就在那边了。我们相信这个我是就在这里了，这里了，别人可能看不到，你看得到什么？我不懂，你看得到吗？就在那边了，这是存在的。这个我是真真实实的存在，它是最最最最重要的。因为呢，我们有一个很深很深的信念呢，相信这个我呢是真实存在，所以呢，我们所做的每一样东西呢，都是为这个我服务的。我们要让这个我呢，从早上啊到晚上啊，每一时每刻，我们要把这个我呢弄得很开心的哦，就我要 happy 哦，弄得很开心的。可是呢，这样的哈，这样的真实的，你相信这样真实存在的我呢？其实呢，并不在你这个肉身里面了，因为你去找这个我，哦，需要快乐我，但在从头到脚身体里面不分，你去找却找不到，因为它根本就不是真实的存在。因为如果它是真真实实的存在，有那一个我需要你去服务，让它高兴的话，你可以指得出啊，它的所在的位置，它在哪里。可是你去找找找了，却找不到。所以如果你去以智慧去观照这样的我的话，你在这个色蕴身里面呢是找不到的。
So because of this strong belief, you know, something, me, myself, you know, something that's solid, you know, so important, you know, somewhere there, you know, within the body there, you know, so solid I. The independent solid I, we believe that. So because of that, you know, even if small, somebody said that, you're not able to take it, you know, because of that, you know, believing that, you know.
所以呢，因为我们在我们的脑海里面呢，很深很深的那个潜意识里面。很深很深的潜意识里面，我们相信这个我的是很很很最最重要的，它就在我们的身体里，我们身体里不懂了，就在里面有个自主独立的我，在深深的潜意识里面就有这个我的存在。所以当有人说了不中听不好听的话呢，我们觉得这个我就觉得受不了了，因为你相信这个我是很重要，他受到了，算受到了挑战啊。
So like that, so that, you know, the solid I is not there at all. Within the wisdom, you check that no solid I, or what you used to believe is not there. You know, from beginningless rebirth up to now, we believe that way. You know, from birth to now, you know, we believe that way. But in reality, what you believe is not there, you know. So within the wisdom, then you're able to see that what you used to believe, oh, is not there, you know.
所以呢，这个潜意识里面很深层、很深层的潜意识里面所相信的这个真实独立存在的我，当你去用智慧去观照的时候呢，去找找找，诶，玻璃却看不到啊，什么都没有。这可是这个从无始以来到现在，从生生死死，就这一生出生到现在啊，我们这种执着的、很深的这个真实存在的我呢，当你去 去找的话，去分析的话，很深入的去分析，用进入禅定里面，就算进入最深的禅定也去分析，你也是找不到这我。所以你的，当你用这个智慧啊去观照的时候，你就找不到他了，就他根本呢就不在那边。
So like that. So here, I mean the example is somebody say harsh word to you, you know. So then.Then you get angry, you know, or harm to me. Oh, she said bad to me. You know, when that happened, you look at the eye, you know, that not such eye to hurt. You know, that not such a solid eye to hurt there, you know, we look deeply then. Also that helpful, you know.
所以呢，这个我呢，对我们讲啊，这个我们可能听得明白了，可是要把它揪出来、找出来了，其实还是很，有时候你真的要去找他的时候，你找不到啊。所以当有人说了难听的话，让你很生气的时候，因为你相信这个我，这个真实存在我受到伤害了，这样呢，另外一个人说对这个我说了很难听的话，哎，这个是最好的时机啊，去找这个我，这样去，你要去找这个我，这个受到伤害的我，这个真实存在的这个我，被侵犯的这个我，到底它在哪里啊？你就去找去看到底是哪一个身体哪一个部位或哪一个什么东西受到伤害了。好，如果你能趁着这样的念头升起的时候去找的话，它对你就很有帮助了。
So that part, the heart sutra is that about that, you know, eye is empty. Not the heart sutra can come both with the eye, but normally palm is empty. So same thing, eye is empty.When you meditate, then you put that way. I is empty. I mean yourself. I is empty. You know. So that means what you used to believe the I truly is I is not there. You know. Empty of that. What you used to believe, that kind of I, not there. Empty of that. I is none, opposite of that. You know. Empty of that. I is empty. You know. So you can meditate that.
所以心经不会讲咯，色不异空，空必色，我们这边念念念，每次来都念念念。所以当你去进去去分析的话，你讲哦要修啊，我要修，这样随便哪一个点来修，就从我就色不异空，你就改成我不异空。那你这样去分析啦，这样去做思维修，我不异空，那表示什么呢？这个我呢？我所深深相信的真实存在的我呢，不异空，就是空了，就是它并不存在。那样的深深我深深相信的真实存在，有独立自主存在的那个我呢，并不存在。所以这个我呢是空的，这个我呢是空无自主存在的。
So like that. So that not such truly existing I is there, you know. So like that. So the I is empty mean that not such I truly existing there, you know. So when you look at that, you cannot find, you know.
所以呢，那个真真实实的、有自主的、有自立、能够自立的、有自信的那个我呢，并不存在。所以，当你去找这样的我的话，有自信的我的话，可以独立自主存在的我的话，你找不到那个我，那样的我，你找不到。所以呢，我讲那个我并不存在。
So very interesting, you know, when you look at the eye, you know, you look deeply,
within your mind with five aggregate, you cannot find at all, you know. There's no, you cannot find at all in the object. But again, doesn't mean I doesn't exist. That doesn't mean I doesn't exist. Even, you know, look, you cannot find anything there, but within that, but still I exist. So, therefore, you know, emptiness is I. You know, form is, emptiness is form. So now relate to the I, emptiness is I. So then within this, you cannot find anything empty, but still I exist, I function, you know.
所以这是非常有趣的一点，在你当你用这智慧的身欲去观照这个我的话，去观照你的心的话，你的心去找的话，你找不到那个我。刚才我们讲的那色蕴那个我你找不到，像我们受想行识，受想行识都是我们的心啊，都属于心的那一类。但你用你的心去看这个我在哪里的时候呢，你找不到。你同样的也是找不到那样的我，有自信存在的我呢，就根本不存在。可是呢，你还是有个我的，对吗？有这个我，因为日常中这个我还是造就啊，有能够操作啊，还能够造业的。所以呢，在这个空性里面呢，还是有一个我，它是存在的。我不是自有自性的我，所以呢，当我们讲色不异空，空也不异色。
Okay, so is empty within empty the I appear, you know, just label, you know, I just label, you know, just appear, exist by just label, you know, nothing solid, you know, exist by label.You know, within emptiness, I appear, just label. You know, that's the emptiness is I. So that's the meaning of that.
所以在空性之中，这空性啊，大家能明白，并不讲什么都没有了，而是空无自性的这空性。在空性之中呢，我出现了。在空性之中我出现了，这个我只是出现了，是什么呢？是我们施舍的名号出现了，我们假名安立，新假名安立的这个我出现了，并不是真正实实存在的我。所以呢，我们讲空不异色，这讲空不异我，就是大家去加这个我了，它后面可以加什么字？
Okay, so here's this is the most difficult part, you know. Something not solid, exists, function, work, everything, you know. But no solid there. You know, that's the most difficult to understand, you know.
所以呢，我们也看到呢，没有真真实实的心智，可是呢，它却是存在的，它却是能够操作的，能够造业的。虽然它并不是真真实实的存在，它虽然它并没有自信，所以这一点是非常难理解的。
Whether I'm clear, I don't know.
Don't know.
Not clear than us. Us.
Huh? 本来不是我的那个我。你这样讲会不会很乱？不是我的我。没有真正的我去承担，也没有真正的我。Okay, Auntie is saying that there's no truly existent I but yet it functions, so it can actually create karma. So in create karma, you have to bear the consequences of karma. You have to be the recipients of the karma. But this person who received the recipient karma also did not do not truly exist.
Yeah, yeah, true, of course.
所以不是真实没有自信的我造了没有自信的业要由没有自信的我来承担啊！你要这样讲了不讲那个不是我的我
OK I think what else、huh? we don't have much time 10 minutes OK I have nothing OK yeah ask more question
OK、还有10分钟有没有问题今天没有讲到功德本颂了。
What I say, you don't get it, then you ask more question.
如果是、
of course, this topic is not easy. I'm not saying easy topic. Of course, you must think. You know, you must think. Then others.
上师讲，如果你不明白的话，你要问问题了，你要问到你明白为止。你这样子，你不要用，不是我的我。不是真实存在的我。
啊、
那个业不是真实存在的业，因为它是因条件因缘和合的。
因缘和合造成。
那个业成熟的时候，就是因缘条件和合的时候，那个因缘条件和合的那个我也要去承担了。啊、对。对，你已经讲对了吗？你还要解什么？你的问题是什么？啊，对了，所以你的问题是什么？没有问题，谁有问题的可以问。谁有问题的可以问
ask
法务我是另外一个东西了嘞法务我是更高的层次了法务我Aunty is asking about selflessness of phenomena 、Aunty understands selflessness of a person already 所以人无我你明白了哈
不懂不懂哎呀
如果我明白了你才问法无我对吗你还不大明白你哪一点不大明白人问我你哪一点不大明白哦，五蕴你懂是什么五蕴对吗色受想行识啊啊呵呵的啊啊对对啊啊啊等这标签不重要了等是发生事情的时候你要怎么样这才是最重要的不用了了解不需要了你现在不是已经了解了你都没有一层二层三层四层了 Aunty is saying that to understand the selflessness of a person so to really understand them you must have you must go into concentration like first level second level first concentration second third fourth but is it true to understand you must have this concentration Yes, Aunty's question is it you must have meditation, then you meditate until the first absorption, second absorption, third absorption, fourth absorption level.
Yeah, yeah, slowly you need, yeah, slowly you need, yeah.
慢慢的你需要了，现在还没有到，所以现在明白就这样明白。
I mean, there's different level, yeah. First hearing, you know, first understanding. for hear and understand what is the middle way. You know, what mean middle way? Middle way path, what mean that? You read, hear, listen, and understand the meaning of middle way. Or a selflessness. You know, first understand that first. First is that.
因为是不同的层次，所以安迪你讲的也不能说你错，可是他们也不同的层次，好像小学、中学啊、大学这样的不同层次。那开始的时候呢，我们是需要文法读经的，就读经啊，去文法去听听听，那明白什么是中道，再明白什么是无我，这第一个层啊，最层的。 好像我们现在的人有读什么nursery啊、豆豆班啊，然后K1K2啊，然后小学、中学啊、大学这样一层一层的。我们现在做的好像是 K1 K2 的文法啦、读经啊。
Okay, so persist to that. Understand what is middle way, what is emptiness, what is selflessness. You know, understand that first.
所以呢，我们首先就要明白，就去听经啊，明白什么是空，空到底是什么？是没有东西还是有东西啊？空什么东西？那什么是无我？要明白这些道理啊。So
then, of course, just understanding is not good enough. Then you have to reflect what you hear, what you understand. You reflect on that. You know, contemplate on that. You know. So until you know you understand, oh, this is what it means. You know, until you get that kind of conclusion in your mind, oh, this is about middle way. This is talking about emptiness. This is talking about selflessness. You get understand not in the brain but in the heart. You know, understand like that. First level is just in the brain. Second level in the heart. You know.
What's the difference between the brain and the heart? Not in the brain, but in the heart.
That is the expression way of saying. Yeah.
Okay. 所以，首先呢，我们需要去文法，这样文法明白了之后呢，明白了，明白你听闻了哦，明白弄清楚了哈，全部的所有的疑问都弄清楚，这样你要下一步你要去思维啊，去想。 哎，到底是怎么样的？为什么是这样讲的？然后你完完全全理解了，你懂啊，原来是这样的，这样你对佛法呢就有了正确的理解。这样的理解呢，并不是表示你在思想上啊就明白了，这思想只是可以想得通哎。那在你心里呢，你是深信不疑，因为你得到了完完全全不可推翻的正确的理解。 是在你心里，你很肯定，100%肯定这个是对的。你这个感觉很深，啊，有感觉，可是是不可改变的感觉，就你用去，啊，就在心里了，啊，对。
So that's the different level, you know, by hearing, you understand all this emptiness, you know, some kind of rough understanding, you have that. When you contemplate on what you understand by hearing, then you contemplate on that. Then your mind really understands much better. You know, oh, that's it. You know, you really get more concrete, you know, understanding of emptiness. When you contemplate, you know, you get more like concrete understanding, you know, more stable understanding. When you contemplate, you know.
所以呢，首先第一个层次，就小学的层次，就能明白，大概明白空的道理是怎么样的，大概哦，原来空是讲这样的，空并不是什么东西都没有了，是空是怎么没有自信的哦，它是缘起的。那大概能明白，然后呢，下一个阶层呢，上到中学了啊，你就去思维，这空到底是怎么样的，能做下来要去思维一下，然后呢，心中呢层层分析啊，每一次分析不同的例子啊，不同的那每次不断的串析串析，哎，每次串析呢都会得到同样的结论，哦，这样你对空的这个理解呢就更加的坚固，更加的坚定了，就。 得到完全不会动摇不会改变的那种理解，那心中有了这样的定解，所以你对空性呢的理解呢就更深了啊，这是第二层。
So like that, when you really concrete, you know, very good understanding by reflecting, contemplation, you get very good understanding. Then, of course, then your mind, then you familiarize that understanding again and again, like meditation, you know. So that means think again and again in the mind, you know.
正如你对你经过了文法的这一层功夫，然后你进入这思法的这层功夫，接下来你可以进入修，去修这法，这样呢你对空性呢就有了很好的理解的基础上呢，你就不断的去串习，不断的去修哦，然后你看到的你这天接触到的例子哦，然后你的心就不断的来修，不断的串习，在你的进修当中，就是你刚才讲的可能要进入更深的境界啊，这是第三层功夫。
So like that. So when you really familiarize your mind with the emptiness, you know, then of course when whatever you see, you know, then you are able to see like a dream, like an illusion, like a dream, you know. So everything, you know, see like that.
安定与觉悟是有个过程的，还没有到。所以呢，当你对这个空呢，不断的在这个思维里面哦，在不是思维，在静修哦，就你去打坐静修的时候，你的心呢，对这空性呢，不断的串习，非常非常熟悉。你对空性的方方面面、各种各样的例子哦，你都非常非常的熟悉，都可以看到的话。当你从静坐出来，就是你看到的东西啊，就好像梦一样，在做梦啊，好像那个魔术是变幻的幻觉一样幻现，所以你看到的东西是如梦如幻。
So the point is that when you see everything like illusion, everything like illusion, everything like a dream, then of course you are, whatever you do, see.Friend, enemy, you know, you see like illusion. So then, there's less, you know, the attachment, anger, all the negative emotion will be reduced, you know.
所以当你到达了这样的境界的时候，文思修，就是有修的境界的时候，你看到一切呢是如梦如幻。所以呢，无论你那时候啊，无论你做任何东西，你在日常中做任何东西呢，你觉得它是如梦如幻，所以呢，你会看到，诶，这个敌人啊，这个朋友，他也是如梦如幻的朋友，如梦如幻的敌人。在你这种如梦如幻的角色的话，你对朋友、对敌人那种执着的心理啊，那种执着，就人我执，它就会减轻。同样的，你的其他的烦恼，你刚才讲的贪啊，还有嗔啊、痴啊，这些呢，负面的烦恼也就会跟着减轻了。
So again, you have to understand that when it's like illusion, like a dream. So I'm not saying it is dream, it is illusion. Not saying that.
所以呢，当我们讲你所看到一切好像做梦一般，好像幻觉一般，并不表示你在做梦啊，也并表示你在看什么魔术表演啊，并不表示你在做梦，你是醒过来啊，不是在睡觉啊，你是醒来在看在做东西，可是你看的那些东西它好像做梦一般，好像幻觉一般。
OK 啊
啊啊、弟弟要问觉悟了吗？刚才你讲觉悟，你该进去。So Auntie actually asked, does it when you reach this level, is it you are a realized person?
Huh?
You have achieved realization?
When?
Yeah, enlightened. That's Auntie questions. But just now Auntie said straight away third level, she said it's enlightened.
Yeah, you're much more enlightened than now, of course.
你比别人比起来、哦、你的悟性更高了、啊、你比别人啊，因为你 你比较高的层次。不是，我要讲，当你到达这个无梦无幻呢，你的层次就比一般的普通人高了啊，因为你看的东西不一样了，你的境界不一样了啊，是不是成佛？还不是，还不是，还不一定成佛了。
啊。
比较清净了，你要比较了啊。
Just tell her, when you reach that level, you're almost enlightened.
Yeah, 当你到达这样的境界的时候，你差不多啊，觉悟了，觉悟了，差不多了，差不多了。
Just little more to go. Okay,
还有一点点，一点点，还有一点点，用功一下，拼一下，可能就过去了，就哇，真的跳出来了，不是，是禅定和禅定要智慧才能挑出来。禅定和你要问啊，你要问人不去啊。你的朋友要来上课，你要多问问题。
Okay, anyway, okay, stop here. Yeah.
所以今天就到这里，我们要做回向啊。三十四念，勇猛文殊如宝了诸法，大行普贤菩萨亦如是，未能随从彼等清净学，我将此等善根皆回向，正如一切三十善士佛所赞种种回向中最甚，为行普贤行我亦如是，将此善根个个皆回向。哦，对不起，还有三十二忘记念，来我念三十二，来我们倒过来，今天愿以此功德普及于一切，我等与众生皆共成佛道，愿此珍贵菩提心，未生令其速生起，已生令其不退转，辗转增上恒资长。谢谢各位，阿弥陀佛。